welcome to the Teachers on Fire podcast, where 21st century educators come to share, learn, and be inspired. We believe in the growth mindset, creativity, communication, critical thinking, collaboration, and strategic uses of education technology. Our mission is to share news and views from teachers who are crushing it in the classroom and making a difference for learners everywhere. I'm your host, Tim Cavey. Let's jump into today's episode. Today I'm speaking with Galit Zvi. Galit is an elementary school teacher and now vice principal in Surrey, British Columbia, Canada. She is the co-author of the Genius Hour Guidebook. Galit, thanks so much for coming on the show today. Are you ready to talk education?
I am, thank you.
Why don't you start by describing your current education situation?
Sure. So like you said, I work in Surrey, BC. It's a great district. It's the biggest one in the province. My current situation is a little bit unique. For the past couple of years, I have worked as both a vice principal, but also as a teacher still. So I taught students who were English language learners. So I've been doing that for a couple years now. But 2 weeks ago, I left that school and moved to a new school. And there I am, what is called a principal intern right now. So I don't currently have a teaching assignment, but I'm a full-time administrator at that school.
That's excellent, Galit. And it reminds me to thank you for giving some of your valuable time. I know it's been a big transition for you professionally and personally. So very much appreciated.
No problem.
Galit, take us to a low moment that you faced in your education career. We all have them. Mm-hmm. And tell us about how you overcame it.
Okay, that's a really good question. Teaching is very complex. There's a lot to it. It's not an easy job. There's so many different things going at once. So very complex. And that means I've had several moments where I have felt pretty low or frustrated that I'm not doing something well enough. But one example that I can think of specifically is when about 5 years ago, I left the school I was working at. I was a full-time classroom teacher there teaching grade 6-7. And I left to take a secondment at Simon Fraser University as a faculty associate in their PDP program, which is their teacher education program. It was a great job and I absolutely loved doing it for 3 years, but it was really tough at first. I was used to being an intermediate teacher, working with 10, 11, 12 year olds. And I think I was pretty good at it. I know that obviously there's always room for improvement and there were so many things I could have always been doing better, but for the most part, I was pretty confident in what I was doing and in my teaching abilities. But then, you know, moving over to the university and teaching university students how to become teachers, at first, you know, I wasn't so sure I was doing such a great job anymore. I was new. I lacked the confidence that I'd had as a classroom teacher. It was a little bit tough at the beginning. So how did I overcome it? I think time helped. But besides that, I did a lot of research. I was reading a lot of journal articles, specifically self-studies about other educators who transitioned from classroom teaching to teaching student teachers. And that really helped. It helped me understand that most people felt uneasy at the beginning, that it was a tough transition. I wasn't the only one. And that the research shows that it actually takes a few years to really figure out a new teaching position and that it doesn't just happen overnight. I think the other thing that helped me overcome it was having critical friends, which I think is so important. Having teacher friends who you talk with regularly, where you're not afraid of talking about the serious stuff, you help each other out, you ask the tough questions, and you just like debrief everything that's going on. And so having other people who are going through the same thing or similar things, having them to talk to really helped as well.
Galit, what excites you about education today? This might be a macro level answer. You are in administration, you're seeing that bigger perspective, or it might be a micro level answer, like a favorite classroom activity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So much excites me about education today. I really love our curriculum in BC, and I really love that in BC we are now looking at the core competencies and not just the subject matter. So things like communication, critical thinking, creative thinking, personal social responsibility, and also inquiry. And there's this focus on inquiry-based learning. And I love all of that. And I love that so many teachers are connecting, helping kids work on their inquiry skills and their creative thinking through Genius Hour. Genius Hour is a passion-based and inquiry-based learning in one kind of smooshed together. It's a time that educators give their students to work on whatever type of project they're interested in pursuing. And it's been around for a while now. Myself and my teacher friends, Hugh McDonald and Denise Krebs from Iowa, we started doing Genius Hour with our students in 2011. And since then, it has gained a lot of momentum, not just in BC, but all over the world. And so much so that a few years ago, Denise and I actually wrote a book about it called The Genius Hour Guidebook. And it breaks down how to do Genius Hour with your class. So, yeah, I'm really excited about Genius Hour. I'm excited about the focus on creative and critical thinking, and excited about how people are focusing on inquiry-based learning now.
That is very exciting. And yes, we do see inquiry-based learning happening more and more. And certainly a new curriculum in the jurisdiction of British Columbia is only building that momentum. So the Genius Hour and the Genius Hour Guidebook were definitely ahead of their time. And you are the Genius Hour expert. So it's a pleasure to speak with you and learn a little bit from you. Outside of education, Galit, what's another area of personal passion and learning for you?
Okay. I love so many things. But one thing, I do really love traveling, visiting other places. There's so many, you know, beautiful places in our world. And I want to get out there and see all of it. And actually, you know, it's such an important part of my life that my husband and I sold our house a few years back and downsized to an apartment just so we would have the means to travel even more and make it a significant part of our life.
That is very cool. What's very quickly, Galit, what's at the top of your list for your next destination?
Well, we just went to Australia and New Zealand, which was fantastic. And we've done most of Europe, but I think next up on our list will be Greece. We have never been there.
Beautiful. Yeah. All right. Those, I think it's Santorini. Is it those islands?
Exactly. Yeah.
They always look so, they look so striking on those calendar shots. Yeah, so very totally. Cool. Share about a personal habit that contributes to your success. It might be weird, it might be ordinary, but what is it that really works for you?
I don't know. I mean, I keep coming back to loving learning, right? I do love learning. I'm a curious person. I like finding out about things. So I keep reading, I keep researching. I love talking to people. So perhaps one of the personal habits that I have is that, yeah, I love to talk to people. I talked about critical friends before, and I think that they're so important. And I get together with different teacher friend groups quite regularly to discuss education or talk about, you know, what's going on in our lives and our jobs right now. And I learn so much through those informal like sessions with them. I think that's super important for teachers to have. Also, having a PLN on Twitter, it's kind of like critical friends, but, you know, not as... you know, personal really, but just having that PLN and making new teacher friends. So not just ones that are at your school or in your district, but people from all over the world. There's so much we can learn from one another, right?
Absolutely. Preach it. Let's move into some rapid fire recommendations now, Galit. Tell us about one education leader that we need to be following on Twitter.
Okay. One. that's pretty tough. I want to say the three other teachers that were part of the original Genius Hour team. So at Mrs. D. Krebs, at Joy Kerr, and at Hugh the teacher, the four of us wrote the Genius Hour manifesto together. So that was a chapter in one of A.J. Giuliani's books. They're such great teachers, and they don't just tweet about Genius Hour. They tweet about everything that's going on in their classrooms. So I know it's three. I cheated. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. That is a great list. And yes, we'll take your top three. Absolutely. And I will make sure to add these later to teachersonfire.net. And if you are interested in following those and getting those addresses, you can find them there.
Awesome.
Galit, point us to an ed tech tool that you currently love using in classroom or your day-to-day work. And I know from your blogging that you are an ed tech master. So look forward to hearing some of your recommendations and maybe it's more than one.
Yeah, master is a funny word there. I don't know. But I do love playing with ed tech tools. So I'd say the ones I love the most for teaching and working with kids are anything you can use to app smash. So apps that work together with other apps so that you can create a larger project with different components. So things like iMovie, Explain Everything, Puppet Pal, all of those apps that will save to your camera roll so that you can manipulate them inside of other apps. Those are my favorites.
Very, very cool. Recommend a book that you've been reading lately or one of your all-time faves. And I know, as you said earlier, you are a reader. So this might be another tough one for you.
Yeah, it is. I love reading. So right now, like my grown-up book, I like to read young adult fiction. So the books that the kids are reading, right? Like,
sure.
I love all those books too. But the grown-up book that I'm reading right now is one that I read a long time ago, but I am rereading Dan Pink's book, Drive. Really helped shift my thinking about motivation quite a few years ago. It's a really great read. It's not specifically for teachers, but I do think every teacher should read it.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about one YouTube channel, Galit, that you enjoy and tell us why.
Okay. This is completely not education related at all. Probably sure. My favorite YouTube channel is, it's a little embarrassing to admit, but Simon's Cat. I just like absolutely love that little guy.
I cannot wait, Galit, to check this out. So it's a channel, I take it, around, built just around someone's cat.
It's not. It's a cartoon, actually.
Okay.
So it's a cartoon cat. I think it might be based on his real cat, but it's a cartoon series on YouTube. Yeah. Check it out.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then speaking of fun, moving into our last question, you're at the end of the day, you've got no energy left for anything productive. What are you, and reading, I should say as well, what are you watching on Netflix right now?
I love watching TV too. So that's not just reading, TV also. What I'm watching right now, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with
yes.
Jerry Seinfeld. At the end of a long day, I need to laugh and I need to have a good time, keep it light. So, yeah, that's a good one to check out. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
I've seen a few of those, and, yeah, he keeps it real. He's a pretty fun guy.
Yeah, he is. I love it.
Galit, thanks again so much for your generous time tonight. Thank you for giving up part of your evening and sharing some great insights about Genius Hour. What is the best way for the listeners to follow you and get to know you a bit better?
The best way is probably on Twitter. Like I said before, love Twitter. It's @Galit_Zed. Yeah, that's probably the best way.
Fantastic. I will add a few more links as well with your blogs and so on to the show notes. But thank you again, and enjoy with about just over a month, right, left in the school year. Enjoy what's left of it. Finish strong and have a great summer.
Thank you so much, Tim. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Teachers on Fire, where teachers come to share, learn, and be inspired. Please subscribe to the podcast, leave us a review on iTunes, and follow us on Twitter @TeachersOnFire. I'm your host, Tim Cavey, saying goodbye for now, and we'll catch you next time right here on the Teachers on Fire podcast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.